You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
We're going to talk junior college basketball on the Coach's Corner today. Now, tonight, the USU Eastern Eagles are on the road in Colorado, Rangeley, Colorado, taking on the Spartans. It's a Scenic West Athletic Conference showdown. And the women will be first up at 5:30. The men on the flip side, they'll take to the court immediately after. Now, yesterday, I was able to sit down with the USU Eastern women's basketball coach, Chelsea Warburton, knowing that today was not going to be possible with a day of travel for the Lady Eagles. We conducted this interview yesterday, and so that's what we're going to play right now, previewing tonight's game and looking back on how the Lady Eagles have fared so far now that they are 1-3 in conference play, but they've suffered all three losses by two possessions at the absolute most. Our interview yesterday with USU Eastern women's basketball coach Chelsea Warburton. First off, Coach, a pleasure as always to talk with you. Thank you for stopping by.
Happy to be here.
Let's talk about the way the season has gone so far. I mean, if you look at conference play, I'm sure it's a tad bit frustrating to see that you guys are sitting at 1-3 right now. Could very easily be 4-0, but you have a second week, or a third week coming up, rather, tomorrow against Colorado, and then again on Saturday against Salt Lake. So it's an important time for this basketball team.
Yeah, I mean, we look back and we are 1-3. Lost 1-1, 1-4, and 1-6. Two of those were on the road, back-to-back, so we didn't get a lot of scout time or rest time, but the kids are battling. I'm very happy with how they're playing. It's a matter of fixing or adjusting a couple possessions, and we're on the other side with a win in my mind.
And we can talk about parity in the conference in just a moment, but if we look at your team in particular, you guys have built something, I think, in a very short period of time where teams are aware of USU Eastern. I mean, in talking to opposing coaches and talking to, you know, opposing media members, I don't think anyone looks forward to playing USU Eastern anymore, and that's a big step forward.
Oh, it's a huge step, and that's just credit to our kids, though, too. They're buying in, they're playing hard, they're doing what we're asking. Again, we just got to figure out and do whatever it takes to get the win. But I am pleased with what I've been seeing and how they're playing. It's been a pretty fun season.
Morgan and I have talked about this over the course of the entire season. The production that you guys continue to get out of your freshmen, that's something that I don't know that a lot of teams necessarily have that luxury. But some key freshmen on this team are no longer playing like freshmen now that we're already in the middle of January. I can't believe how fast the season has gone by. But the production that you guys are getting on both ends of the court from your freshmen has been pretty outstanding.
Yeah, like I said, they're just willing to work. Morgan helps a lot with them. We give them a lot of pointers, but it comes down to them just wanting to be better teammates and better players. And they've got a couple sophomores ahead of them, too, that have taught them well the first couple games, and they've caught on.
As far as the first four games of the season go, it's a million-dollar question to ask you. What's gone wrong in particular instances in this game? But it seems like it's been one quarter, and maybe not even a full quarter, that has affected you guys. It's just been one little spurt in which you guys, offensively, things get kind of stale, and you see sometimes defense creating offense for the opposing teams. What have you been able to contribute that to as you go back and you look at tape?
When we look back, I agree with you. It's more like a 3 to 4 minute stretch. But when we look at it on the offensive end, it's four shots or not sharing the ball. And then defensively, it's a scout breakdown. Miscommunication has been key, too, whether we're in a man or a zone or we're trapping or whatever we're doing. That's been an error in critical times. And the biggest point that we've been stressing with the kids is we can't turn the ball over, because when we turn the ball over with these conference teams, they're scoring off of them.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I've noticed. And I guess that has to do with the type of skill, I don't know, on the wing. I mean, there's a lot of athletic guards in this conference.
Yeah, it depends on where we turn it over. And that's why I said if we're it's inside the post, we have a chance to get back on D. If we're turning it over at the front of the press or the top of the offense, they're getting layup putbacks, which is hard to match.
I know the road trip, it used to be, you'd get CSI and then you get North Idaho, and that was such a brutal road trip. I don't know if it's any easier now, though, when you look at the quality of the opponent. I mean, we get Snow College on Thursday, then had to travel to CSI on Saturday. It's a pretty tough road trip in itself, and then you get Colorado and Salt Lake. I mean, there's really no off nights in this conference anymore. Going back and looking at the way last week went, did you find silver lining in it, or is it something that you look back on as kind of a downer for this team?
I thought we had a good chance of getting them, obviously. I mean, we lost by 1-4. So to me, it was a little hard to swallow. We could have picked up a win at Snow, which would have been a huge win on the road, knowing we had two big games on the road. But the biggest thing we've told our kids is no matter what game it is and who we're playing, they are big games the rest of the year. Yeah. And whether we're home, away, we've got to show up no matter who it is, no matter what day it is. And again, I think we have shown up for a majority of the game. It's just fixing one or two possessions.
I think if you look at the box score, and for people who don't necessarily get out and watch all the games or listen to all the games, if you just look at the box score, obviously Madison Loftus is going to stand out. I mean, that's a given. We're talking about a returning All-American. You know, Brooklyn Barris has proven that she can shoot from anywhere on the court. She's a legitimate threat for you guys, I think, in all aspects of the game. But with that being said, there are some other kids who have really contributed to this team that maybe don't shine in the box score each week, but one girl who's always been consistent and had a great game against CSI is Autumn Kay. And I think sometimes she gets lost in the shuffle just because in this day and age, media included, we're kind of obsessed with points. And that's not necessarily just Autumn's game. She's kind of been a do-it-all type player.
Autumn, and nothing taken away from her freshman year, but Tamia Morgan is probably our most improved. She's earned it. She deserves it. She's a hustle player. She will do anything and everything we ask at any time. Just a great kid on the court, off the court, whatever we're doing. But yeah, I mean, she doesn't necessarily have all the points, but she is a big rebounder for us. We put her on the tough kids a lot for defense. She's long, she's quick. Again, she'll just do what we ask when we ask it, and it's been key for us. I think we do have the deepest bench in the league, though. I've said it all year, and I will believe it all year. We've got all the tools we need to do good things.
Again, we're being joined right now by USU Eastern Women's Basketball Coach Chelsea Warburton. Let's talk about the injury front here, because again, the junior college basketball season, it's the longest of any collegiate sport. I mean, it goes on and on and on, and injuries are going to pop up, and I know you guys have recently been bitten by the injury bug.
Yeah, we've been pretty lucky all year. This last weekend, Caitlin had a hustle play, kind of dove out of bounds and ended up with 20 stitches in her knee. Luckily, she'll be out this week, but hopefully we get her back next week. Alyssa took a hard hit, and again, luckily it was, you know, she was a little sore for a couple days, but she gets to play. But this is where the deep bench comes in, and we'll be looking for Autumn and Sydney to pick up more minutes and to keep us going, which they did at CSI and did a wonderful job.
Caitlin seems like she'd be someone hard to replace, just the tenacity that she brings out on the court.
Yeah. She's averaging a double-double or close to it.
Yeah, which... that's not something that you see every day, right? I mean, it's nope. Kind of rare to see someone average a double-double.
I think we went through all the games, and I think she's had 8 or 9 double-doubles and 3 or 4 that were one point away or one rebound away from getting a double-double. So she does a great job for us on both ends. But like I said, I look for Sydney and to Autumn to help pick up the slack.
So it's more just expanding minutes rather than expanding the, I guess, the rotation of the roster with Caitlin being out?
Yeah. Autumn will pick up more minutes for sure. Sydney will, and kind of rotate those two with Alyssa already.
Let's talk about the two games this week. First off, we get Colorado on Thursday. This was a game you guys had very little trouble taking care of Colorado at home, but that's kind of a dreaded road trip. Not a lot of people like to travel to Rangeley. And it seems like as of late, both Colorado men and women, typically they're good to spoil at least one game a year for someone in some regard. Is it easy to overlook a game like Colorado from a player's perspective based on what happened the last outing?
Yeah, I think they can. That was one of our big conversations already. Whether we won by 40 or won by 1, we still have to show up the next game. Every game's different. That's at their home court. They play very well there. It's a tough gym to play in. So you can't take them lightly at all.
And I feel like having Salt Lake on Saturday, maybe it even adds even more emphasis of you telling the kids don't overlook this game on Thursday, because especially what happened against Salt Lake at home, you know, the girls have that game circled on the calendar. You know they do.
Yep. But like I said, we have to show up. We have to do our part. We have to go out, play basketball, and come home with a win. And then we square away and get ready on Friday for Salt Lake. But first and foremost, it's Colorado on Thursday.
I did mention this at the beginning of the interview, the parity in the conference standings. So much fun. It makes every night really a treat when you go out to the basketball court. But at the same time, it also makes scoreboard watching a little bit fun as well, because there is a lot of parity in this division this year.
Oh, yeah. And that's the exciting part for me and Morgan, too, is we're going in every game knowing we have to battle. But we're also going in knowing people have to show up to play us, too. And it makes it a really exciting game and week and preparation to see what happens.
Not having a doormat in the conference, is it more stressful or is it more fun from a coach's perspective?
I would say both. Yeah. but it's fun. It's fun for sure.
It's fun knowing that every night you're going to have a battle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids can do it. Absolutely. 100%. They've got to buy in and play together. We are hard to stop on both ends when we play together.
Now, outside of the women's basketball team, we got to talk about some of your other duties because, of course, you're the athletic director at USU Eastern. How is everything going with the spring sports, which are right around the corner? I mean, there's been a lot of talk about the baseball and the softball team, obviously softball going into their second year. So outside of your duties with the women's basketball team, how have things gone at the school athletic-wise?
Oh, we've had a pretty good year. Softball, baseball actually starts this weekend. I believe they head on the road tomorrow. So we're just squaring them away with eligibilities and getting their kids ready. They've been practicing, and they all seem excited to actually get a game in and not have so many practices.
Get a game in, and the weather actually has been fairly nice. I know here it seemed like we didn't get a game in until roughly April, if I remember right, last year. Shouldn't be the case this year as well.
No, we should be able to get out and play. And like I said, the coaches are really excited just to finally get a game in, because it's hard when you're just practicing and you're waiting to see what your team's like and they're itching to play.
Definitely fun times for the athletic scene. It's a month left in the basketball season, as crazy as that sounds. And then again, as you mentioned, the spring sports are off and rolling this week. And before you know it, we'll be talking about the conference tournament for basketball. I know that's right around the corner as well. But Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to stop by today, give us some insight on the team. Best of luck as you guys travel on the road to Colorado and Salt Lake this weekend.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We're excited to see what the next week or two brings for us.
Definitely. It's a great time. Coach, thank you.
Thanks.
Again, that's USU Eastern women's basketball coach Chelsea Warburton talking about tonight's game. USU Eastern set to tip off with Colorado Northwestern at 5 o'clock. So we're getting close to tip off. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. We're going to keep it on the local sports front. When we return, we're going to be joined in studio by Cody Bunderson. He's the owner of Fierce MMA and Fitness. He's going to be stepping back into the cage, a professional MMA fight on the Steel Fist fight card in Salt Lake. And we'll talk about another card that's coming to Carbon County in March. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.